Charles Schwab turns on 24/7 crypto futures on Thinkorswim. Charles Schwab is turning on 24/7 trading for crypto futures across its Thinkorswim platforms, covering Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and XRP. The brokerage announced the move on June 4, 2026, reported through crypto media off Schwab's product update. For one of the largest U.S. retail brokers, the change lines its trading hours up with a market that never closes. The timing is pointed. As of June 4, 2026, Bitcoin sits at roughly $64,359, down 2.4% on the day and about 12.4% over the past week. Ether trades near $1,807, Solana around $71, and XRP at $120. The Fear and Greed Index reads 20 deep in fear territory. These are exactly the four assets Schwab is now letting clients trade futures on at any hour, including the overnight and weekend windows when traditional desks have always gone dark. The gap Schwab is closing crypto trades 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Stock and most regulated futures markets do not. That mismatch has been a structural headache for anyone trying to hedge or trade digital asset exposure through a conventional brokerage. A weekend sell-off like the one playing out this week would leave a Thinkorswim user watching the move with no way to act until the venue reopened. Round-the-clock crypto futures remove that wait. A trader who wants to short Bitcoin at 2 a.m. on a Sunday or close a Solana position before an Asian session gap can now do it inside the same account they use for equities and options. The futures themselves are cash-settled regulated contracts, not spot tokens. So Schwab is not taking custody of anyone's coins here. The product is exposure, not a wallet. A faster timeline than Schwab signaled, this lands ahead of where the brokerage's earlier public comments pointed. Schwab had framed direct spot crypto trading for advisors as a 2027 target. Switching on always-on futures now, in mid-2026, shows the firm moving on the derivative side well before the spot product arrives. Futures are the lower friction path. They run on existing regulated rails, settle in cash, and sidestep the custody and compliance build-out that spot trading demands. The competitive backdrop matters too. CME Group recently moved its crypto futures and options to 24/7 trading, and other large venues have pushed in the same direction. A brokerage that routes client futures orders has a hard time offering a 9-to-5 window when the underlying exchange runs continuously. Matching the clock is becoming table stakes rather than a differentiator. The practical read for crypto holders. For people who already hold and spend BTC, ETH, SOL, or XRP, the practical read is about hedging and access rather than spending mechanics. Someone funding day-to-day purchases from a crypto balance now has a regulated brokerage-native way to hedge that exposure around the clock instead of opening a separate account on an offshore derivatives exchange. That keeps positions, statements, and tax reporting in one place. Be precise about what this is not. Futures are leveraged instruments, and a leveraged position cut the wrong way during a week like this one, with over $1 billion in crypto leverage wiped out in a single day earlier in the sell-off, can lose far more than spot holders do. Always-on access also means always-on risk. A position can be liquidated at 4 a.m. on a holiday weekend with no human at the desk. The convenience and the danger are the same feature. For card users specifically, the link is indirect. Schwab is not issuing a crypto card or touching payments. Anyone weighing how to hold versus spend their crypto can read this as one more sign that regulated U.S. access keeps widening, while the cleanest way to avoid market drawdowns on everyday spending remains funding from stablecoin balances rather than volatile assets.